No, I mean, it's definitely not easy, but it's something I'm used to. You know, I screwed up early in the game, early in the fourth quarter, and I made a big mistake, critical error that could have cost our team the game. Obviously, the 33-yard, there's no excuse for missing that. So I'm glad we got a chance to get another one. And everyone from offense and defense to Pat Manley and Adam Polish and all the guys blocking did a great job. Obviously, you get an opportunity like that, first of all, you don't want to let your teammates down. And everyone from the offense to Pat, Brad, and all the guys blocking did a great job. And you know, I'm the final piece of a puzzle, and I'm very blessed to have a lot of great people around me, and just lucky to get a chance.
It's a hard-fought win. You know, those guys came in. We knew that we was going to get a great shot from them, but, you know, we just had to continue to do what we do best, and that's just stay focused and execute the plays that are given to us.
How did it feel to contribute out there? Because you made some big contributions.
I mean, it always feels good to get out and play and help us win. You know, I missed 2 weeks with my hand, and, you know, it was tough, so whenever I get the opportunity to make play, I just try to go out and just help the team out.
He just, you know, misfired the ball, kind of threw it over his head. I mean, with that kind of receiver, you don't want to kind of overthrow him, and I just think that he just kind of missed through. I mean, that's our mentality, man. Every time we out there, we feel like we got to get some takeaways. We got to turn the ball over, and anytime we get our hands on the ball, we want to score, because that's going to give us a better chance to win. Once we see that we were struggling a little bit, the captains rallied around, got the troops ready, fired up, and we feel like if we was able to get our hands on the ball, we had to score, and we had an opportunity, we capitalized on it.
We definitely did. You know, guys stepped up, and Jay played a great second half, and, you know, he put together one of the most impressive two-minute drives I've been a part of. You know, we nickel and dimed it, but, you know, it was just he executed so well. A regular play that, you know, we've had it for a long time, and we ran it actually two or three times during the game, but they ran cover two and got open in the back of the end zone, and Jay just threw a great ball, and, you know, God blessed me, and I was just able to go up there and make the play on it.
Oh, yeah, of course we were frustrated. I don't know how many yards we had at halftime, but it wasn't very many. And, you know, we know we're a better offense than that, so obviously it was, you know, not what the Panthers were doing to us, but what we were doing to ourselves. And we just had to go back to the drawing board. Well, not necessarily go back to the drawing board, but figure out what we were doing that was shooting ourselves in the foot and trying to make some plays and get – because it's hard to get momentum up after that, after being down for so long. But I thought we did a great job of bouncing back, and, of course, our defense helped.
A win is a win. You know, win pretty. It was ugly. But, you know, you take those any day over a loss. But basically, you know, as an offense, we got to help out the defense. We got to put more points on the board, and, you know, it's easy. We just got to put more points on the board.
I mean, it was stressful. You know, it's the most stressful game we've been in besides the loss, so. I mean, we found plays, made plays in the win there in the fourth quarter. Offense came through, the two-minute drive. Tim had a big play there with the touchdown. But, you know, we didn't play good for three and a half quarters. Still found a way to win.
We feel like we're a pretty good football team. You know, we weren't at our best for the whole time. Or you got to get them the credit. You know, they made us not at our best. They made some plays there. We didn't get off the field when we had to, and they did. But there at the end, we made plays. And, you know, we feel like we're a pretty good football team. Obviously, still, this is the hardest place to kick in the NFL. I know that much with the win, and I think on his first one, the wind didn't blow. You know, I expect it to blow, it didn't blow, but it's great. It's a huge kick for us. You know, got us to 6-1, and we expect him to make all those. I feel like he's the best kicker in the NFL. He's been that way for a long time, and he proved it again today. Every game is tough. You know, in the NFL, anyone can beat anyone any given Sunday. We know that. We've been a part of that, a bunch of those games, so we don't want to keep that trend up, but we got to get ready to play every week. There's no easy games. There's no walkovers. And just, you know, our head coach won't allow it to happen. You know, we get our D coordinator office, no one allows that to happen for us. We practice the same way every week, and it shows up on game day.